Today's daf is Psachim Daf Chof Hei, and we are 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Dalet Amid Beis Amar Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Manuela Baschana. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So at the very end of yesterday's daf, we began a new topic, Me'inyin le'inyin ba'oysa inyin, and that is, Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochim, Kol Yisurim Shebet Torah. Anytime it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat something, Ein loikin aleihem, if you eat it, you'll only get malchus if you eat it derech achilasan. If you eat it in the normal, usual, and customary way to eat this item. However, if you eat it shaloi kederech achilasan, then the halacha is, you're not going to get malchus. So the Gemara said, what's an example of eating food shaloi kederech achilasan? So the Gemara said, if somebody would eat chelev, for example, the certain fats of an animal that one is not allowed to eat, but he ate it raw, being that that's not the normal way of eating it, so he ate it shaloi kederech achilasan, the halacha is, it would be potter. The Gemara brought a different nusach of what Rabbi Avo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is, kol yisurim shebet Torah ein loikin aleihem, the only time you'd get malchus is if you had hana'a from it, derech hana'asan. Meaning, not only is the iser achila one that you would only get malchus for if you ate derech achilasan, but even the Isser Hana, where applicable, one would only get malchus for if he was Nene Derech Hana Asan. And the Gemara said, what's an example of somebody benefiting from Yisuri Hana Shaloikin Derech Hana Asan? So the Gemara said, for example, if somebody would take the chelev of a shor aniskol is asabahna, he would take its fat and he would put it on its wound. He was nene from the shor aniskol. However, he did it shaloi kederech hanasan. There too, the halacha is that he would be potter. So this was Rabbi Avo's memra in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Two versions of it. According to the first version, he only said it regarding Yisuri Achila. According to the second version, Rabbi Yochanan said it both with regards to Yisuri Achila and with regards to Yisuri Hana. Now, what we didn't explain when we went through this really quickly yesterday is what's the hesper, what's Pashup Shat in Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. And we're going to see in today's daf that the reason Rabbi Yochanan held that the only time one can violate Yisuri Achila is if he eats Derech Achilasan, and according to one nusach, the only way one can violate Yisuri Hana is if he's Nene Kederech Hana'asan, is because when it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat, when it says in the Torah, lo yoicha, lo soicha, lo soichlu, lo yeochel, lo seyochel, the word achila means derech achila. And being that the word achila means derech achila, the only time you're fulfilling the commandment in its purest and truest sense is if you do it derech achila. If you do it shaloika derech achila, you're not going to get malchus. Could be it won't even be asim b'deiraisa. That's a conversation for another day. But for sure, you're not going to get malchus. And the reason is because the Torah said iser achila. I mean that the Torah said iser achila, so included in iser achila means that it has to be derech achila. What's the pshat in the ikad amri that says that this is true not only for Yisuri Achilo, but it's true for Yisuri Hana as well, and the only time one can violate Yisuri Hana is if he violates it Kederech Hana Asan. So Pashup Shat is because there are certain Yisuri Hana that are learned out from the word Achilo. So for example, Chametz is Asar and Pesach. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Lo Yeyachel Chametz. A Shor HaNiskol is Asar Bana. Why? Because it says Lo Yeyachel in the Parsha of Shor HaNiskol. And being that Lo Yeyachel, as it relates to Achila, means Kederech Achila, and the Isser Hana is learned from the word Lo Yeyachel. So if the application of Isser Achila, the Pshutai Shal Mikra of Lo Yeyachel, means Kederech, so the drosha that we learn from Lo Yeyachel, meaning Isra Hana, also has to be Kederech. But it's all, and this is the punchline, because we learn the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana, according to the second lashon of the Gemara, from a pasuk in the Torah that says, thou shalt not eat. And being that it says in the Torah, you are not allowed to eat, so we learn from there, eating means Kederech Achila, and the only time you'd get Malchus for violating the Isser is if you violated it Kederech Achila. On that note, with that introduction and that segue, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, how come Oidem, everybody agrees? Bekilei HaKerem, Shaloikin Atleim, Athulu Shaloikin Derech Hanasan. Somebody would have Hana from Kilei HaKerem, even if he would have Hana, Shaloikin Derech Hanasan, the halacha is, he would get Malchus. So what's Kilei HaKerem? So we know there's an Isser kalayim, which means you're not allowed to take two species and mix them together. And there's several applications for it. The most common one nowadays is shatnez. You're not allowed to wear tzemer u'pishtim yachtov. This halach, you're not allowed to take two types of animals and work with them together in the field. You're not allowed to take two species, two ingredients, two minim, and plant them together. In the event that you do, you violate the iser kalayim. In the event that one of those minim are a kerem, a vineyard, from which wine and grapes come, then it's even more chamer. How chamer? Then the result, what grows from this taruvais, from this kalayim, becomes asa bahana. How do you know that? Because it says in the Torah, le'sizra karmecha kalayim, pentiktash hamaleya hazera ashetizra usfu asakerem. So it's not an easy pasuk. But the pasuk is talking about kalayim. The pasuk is talking about a kerem, a vineyard. And the Torah said, pentiktash hamaleya hazera ashetizra. And the word tiktash means that it's going to be asa bahana. Abaye said, if somebody would be nana from kiliya kerem, even if he does it, he's going to get malchus. Why? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the only time a person gets malchus for eating machalas asuros is if he eats a kederach achilas? And the only time a person gets malchus for violating isra anah is if he does so kederach anasam. So why did Abaye say, hakol moedim, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe anyone that argues with Rabbi Yochanan, the first lishon Rabbi Yochanan, the second lishon Rabbi Yochanan, what's the punchline? My time is from the lake Sivbu Achilo. Because the whole premise, like we spoke at in the introduction of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, is because wherever it says Achilo, Achilo means Kederach Achilo. And if the Isra Anah is learned out from the word Achilo, then the Isra Anah also has to be Kederach Anah. But in the parish of Kili Akerm, it doesn't say the word Achilo. It says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kolayim. Pentikdash Amalei Azera Shetizra Utfos Akarim. The word that means Isra Anah is Tikdash. Not achila. Being that it doesn't say achila, you're not going to have this halacha. Meis face of the Gemara is going to ask a kasha now on what Abaye said from a long braisa. Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Yehuda said, "Menayin the basa v'chalav shu aser." How do you know the basa v'chalav is aser b'achila? Nemakan, it says ki am kodeshat. It says in the parasha of basa v'chalav, you are a holy nation. And it says regarding the treifa v'anshe kodesh tiyunli malalon aser, just like treifa is aser b'achila, avkan aser, so too, basa v'chalav is also aser b'achila. Now, the Gemara is going to digress now and talk a little bit about the isa basa v'chalav. So just to be makdim, it says three times in the Torah the fact that basa v'chalav is aser. However, all three times, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to cook basa v'chalav together. It doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to eat basa v'chalav. It certainly doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to have hanah from basa v'chalav. What it says is, you're not allowed to cook basa v'chalav. In fact, it doesn't even say you're not allowed to cook all basar and chalav together. What it says in the Torah is lois nevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. By the way, the Rambam in the Meir Nevuchim says that there was a pagan custom that people used to cook goats in their mother's milk, and that is the real makar to the lois I say in the Torah of lois nevashel gedi b'chalev imo. But in the Torah Shabbat Peh, lois nevashel gedi b'chalev imo, it doesn't only mean you're not allowed to cook a goat in its mother's milk. It means you're not allowed to cook all basa v'chalav. It means you also you're not allowed to eat basa v'chalav together. It also means that you're not allowed to have anah from basa v'chalav that was cooked together. So this Bryce is discussing what the source of it is. Another thing worth pointing out is that the more commonly quoted source for the Isra Achila and the Isra Anah of Basa V'chalav is the fact that it says in the Torah three times, Lo Yisavashel Gedi B'chalev Imay. One to teach me that there's an Isra Bishol, one to teach me that there's an Isra Achila, and the third one to teach me that there's also an Isra Anah. But Isi Ben Yehuda had a little bit of a different version. He said as follows, how do you know Basa V'chalav is Asa B'chilo? It says, Kiyam Kodishato, and it says regarding the Treif of Anji Kodesh Tiyun Li. So we have a Gzeir Shav, Ma'la Halon Asar, Avkan Asar, Ve'in Li Yelo B'chilo. So I would know based on this Jerusha that Basa V'chalav is Asa B'chilo. Why? Because Treif is So if the source, the basa v'chalav v'asa b'achila is treifa, v'anshe kodesh tiyuli, gzeir shav, kodesh kodesh, okay, so I know that it's asa b'achila, but no, how do you know the basa v'chalav is also asa b'anah? I'm a kalvachim. For that already I need a kalvachim. What's the kalvachim? Not treifa, arlo. Ma arlo shloim lefdo ba'aveira asa rabbanah. Madach arlo, which is kal. There was no aveira ever done with arlo. What is arlo? You plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael the first 3 years, areilim. You're not allowed to eat from this tree. Now, there was no aveira that was done with the arlo. You planted a tree. Nothing wrong with that. It just says in the Torah, for the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit. So arlo, which had no aveira done with it, that loch is, it's asa b'anah. Basa v'chalav should never be aveira. So basa v'chalav, that an aveira was done with it, because The bas of a chalav that you're not allowed to eat is the bas of a chalav that was cooked together. And once it was cooked together, it means by definition that an avera was done with it. So certainly if an avera was done with it, it should be asabana. Maybe arlo is asabana. Because arlo, although it has a kula in that it never had an avera done with it, but there's also a chumra. Arlo was never mutter. The first 3 years of a fruit's life, you're not allowed to eat it. Which means that from the day it's born, so to speak, it's already aser. It never had a shas hakosher. Toim rabbi basa v'cholov, shahoysen lo shas hakosher, as opposed to basa v'cholov, which had a shas hakosher. The basa, when it was by itself, and the cholov, when it was by itself, were both mutter. It's when you cooked it together that it now became aser. So you're telling me that I can learn basa v'cholov, kal v'chomer from arlo, because arlo is kal, basa v'cholov is chomer. Why is arlo kal, or nevda by aver? Why is basa v'cholov chomer? Because nevda by aver. The Gemara says, no, I think maybe you can argue the opposite. Arlo actually has a chumra. As opposed to Basav HaChalav, which had a Shas HaKosher. As a result, maybe it's not more Chomer. Maybe you can learn that Basav HaChalav is also about Kal V'Chomer from Arlo. So the Gemara says that's not a Taina. You can't tell me that Basav HaChalav is maybe more Kuladig because of the fact that it had a Shas HaKosher, and it's for that reason that maybe it's Mutar Ba'ana, because Chometz BePesach Yechiyach. Shehoi Loi Shas HaKosher. Chometz on Pesach had a Shas HaKosher when? Before Pesach. Va'asim Ba'ana. And still the halacha is that it's Asim Ba'ana. So you see that just because something had a Shas HaKosher is not in and of itself a reason to say that it should be Mutar Ba'ana. So just because Bas V'Cholav has a Shas HaKosher, that's not necessarily reason that it should be Mutar Ba'ana. As a result, Adar Rabba learned Kal V'Chomer from Arlo that it's going to be Asim Ba'ana. But the Gemara says, don't bring Chometz BePesach into the mix. It's true, Chometz BePesach had a Shas HaKosher, yet it's also Bano. But it's also very Chomer. There's an Isser Karis. If somebody eats Chometz on Pesach, he's going to be Chayiv Karis. Taimer BeBasav HaCholov She'enei Anush Karis. Basav HaCholov is Enei Anush Karis. And it's Loi Hoysaloi. And it's Hoysaloi Shas HaKosher. So maybe it's not going to be also Bano. So the Gemara says, Kili HaKerem Yechicho. You can prove that from Kili HaKerem. She'en Anush Karis. Vasav Bano. Kili HaKerem doesn't have an Anush Karis. And it's Aser Behana. So the Gemara says that from the combination of Arlo and Chometz and Kili HaKerem, you can learn that Basav HaCholov is going to be Aser Behana. The Kal V'Chomer initially is from Arlo. Arlo is Loi Hoysel. Arlo was Loi Nevda Be'Aver. It's Aser Behana. Basav HaCholov, which is Nevda Be'Aver, it's certainly Basav Behana. Malo Arlo, Shekin Loi Hoysel, L'Shas HaKosher, Chometz P'Pesach Yechich. Malo Chometz P'Pesach, Shekin Onush Karis, Kili HaKerem Yechichu. Kili HaKerem is also not Onush Karas, yet you find that it's also about a Rashi, by the way, asks the obvious question. If you're holding Cheshbon, and it's so obvious, it's the Gemara's Kashim Mesachta Schulin, Rashi says, that why do you have to jump to Kili HaKerem to find an example of something that's not Anush Karas, that's Asa Bahana, you could stick with Arla. But what's Kili HaKerem really contributing to this conversation? Arla and Chometz, together, you have a Tzad HaShava, and between the two of them, you see that there's an Isser Hana, even if it was Loi Nevda by Aveira, and even if it was Hoysel or Shas HaKosher, and even if there was no Isser Chometz as a result. But either way, the Gemara didn't do that. The Gemara said that it's learned down from Arlo and Chometz on Pesach, and from Kili HaKerem. Zok the Gemara, what does it have to do with our conversation? Abaya very innocently said, how come Oidim, even though there's Rabbi Yochanan that said, if somebody eats Machalos Asur, Shalai Kederach Achil, he doesn't get Malkus. If somebody benefits from Isuri Anah, Shalai Kederach Anah, he doesn't get Malkus. But that's only where it says in the Torah, in Isra Achil. But Kili HaKerem, for example, where it doesn't say Isra Achil, where it says, Le Sizra Kamrach HaKalayim Pentikdash, that's the Lashon HaTorah. Over there, even if you're Nana from Mitch, Shalai Kederach Anah, son, still you're going to get Malkus. What's the Kashna? If you're going to tell me that Kili HaKerem has a chumra that if you're nana from it, Shalai Kederach Anah, you're going to get Malkus, then how could you learn Basav HaCholov from Kili HaKerem? Nifroich, we should ask a percha, Malik Kili HaKerem, Shekin Loike Not Lehem, Afilu Shalai Kederach Anah Asa. We're learning Basav HaCholov at the end of the day from Arla, from Chometz BePesach, and from Kili HaKerem. We wanted to learn from Arla, Malik Arla Shalai Hoysel Shas HaKosh, Chometz Yoichiyah. Chometz is Chorus. So Kili HaKerem Yechiach. And we were stuck. There's no pircha between Kili HaKerem and Basav HaCholov. But if you're going to tell me that Kili HaKerem you're over, even Shalai Kederech Hanah, so Kili HaKerem has a chumra over Basav HaCholov. Because the Gemara is assuming that Basav HaCholov you only be over Kederech Hanah. And Kili HaKerem you're over even Shalai Kederech Hanah. So how could you use Kili HaKerem to teach me Isser Hana by Basav Achalav, Malik Kiliya Kerem, where you're over even Shaloki Derech Hana. So what's the obvious Teretz? Vabaya Toimar, Bemai Toimar, Bebasav Achalav, Shein Loikin Olav, Elo Derech Hana, Say, Atum Basav Achalav, Achilik Snibba? How could that be a Pircha on Basav Achalav? If Basav Achalav is going to be Asav Hana, Basav Achalav is also going to be Asav Hana, Shaloki Derech, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you're not letting Basav Achalav. In fact, the whole Makar that you're not letting Basav Achalav is from Trefa. So it doesn't say anywhere that you're not letting it. So if it doesn't say you're not letting eat it, if it's going to be us, it's going to be us, even Shaloki Derech Hana. So the fact that Kiliya Kerem is us, Shaloki Derech Hana, can't be a Chumra over Basav Achalav, because to the extent that Abai is right, that Kiliya Kerem is Asr, even Shalaki Darachana, Basav Achalav is also going to be Asr, Shalaki Darachana. So, from the fact that the Gemara didn't ask that Pircha is not a Taina. So, the Gemara says, V'idach dekamaisav lo. The Gemara that asked this question, Mesave, right? This was the big Mesave. So, the Maksha in the Gemara, what was the Pshad in the Maksha? Why did he ask the question? Isn't this obvious? So, the Gemara says, no, he held that Lahachi Kogamim in Nevela, being that it's learned out from Nevela. Now, we didn't learn Basav Achalav from Nevela. We learned Basav Achalav from Trefa. So there's a long Rashi to explain this. So one Teretz Rashi says, Enochinami. The word is not Nevela, it's Lav Dafka. Really, what it means to say is, it's Trefa. But either way, being that we're learning it from Trefa, Sama Nevela, or Trefa Derech Hanasar, Av Basav Achalav Derech Hanasar. The Maksha held that at the end of the day, even though it doesn't say Achila by Basav Achalav, but the Isra Achila of Basav Achalav is learned out from Trefa. And by Trefa, it does say the word Achila. So he assumed that whatever halacha you have by Trefa, you're going to have by Basav Achalav, which means that Basav Achalav is not going to be Asr Shalaki Derech Hana. Kiliya Kerem is Asr Shalaki Derech Hana. So that was his question. Why did the Gemara say, Mala Kiliya Kerem? What's Abaya going to say? Meaning, maybe it's a good taina. Avivai, the Isra Achila, Basav Achalav is learned out from Trefa, and by Trefa it says Achila, so maybe by Basav Achalav it should also be subject to the Gedarim of Achila, which means it should only be a problem. Shalaki Derech Achila, Zabaya said, Lahachi, Loi Kasav Achila, Begufa, Loi Ma, Shalaki and Olav, Afila, Shalaki Derech Anasa. It's true, Basav Achalav is learned out from Trefa, and by Trefa it says Achila. But at the end of the day, the Torah didn't write the word Achila by Basav Achalav. Instead, the Torah learned it from Trefa. Why was that the case? Zabaya is almost being Derish time of the crop. Being derished, the time that the pasuk doesn't say Isra Achila by Basav Achalav. Rather, we learned the Isra Achila from Trefa, because the Torah didn't want the Isra Achila to be mentioned by Trefa. You know why? To teach me this halacha, that even though ordinarily this halacha of Shaloi Derech Hana, but being that it doesn't say Achila by Basav Achalav, over there you're not going to have the halacha of Shaloi Derech Hana. Zok to Gemara, another question. So, Isi ben Yehud and the Braisa learned that the Isser Hana of Basav Achalav, Isser Achila Basav Achalav is learned out from Trefa. What about the Isser Hana? So he learned it from a super Tzad HaShava. Orlo, Chometz on Pesach, and Kiliya Kerem. Freik the Gemara, Velifrech, Malik Kiliya Kerem. Chikain lo Yoysel, Lashas HaKosher. What was the Havamina to learn Basav Achalav from Kiliya Kerem? Basav Achalav had a Shas HaKosher. Kiliya Kerem did not have a Shas HaKosher. Just like in the Cheshbon of the Tzad HaShavas and the Pirchas, the Gemara said that you can't learn Basav Achalav directly from Arla, because even though Basav Achalav has a Chumra over Arla, Nevda by Avera, but at the same time, Arla has a Chumra over Basav Achalav, Shalei Hoysel HaShas HaKosher, so for the same price, Kiliya Kerem has the same Chumra. It was Lei Hoysel HaShas HaKosher, right? You planted something, and then it was, as soon as it grew, it was already Kalaim. At that point, you're already going to violate Pentiktash HaMaleya. So at that point, you're already not letting it. Rav Adabar HaHavas, Rav Adabar HaHavas said, this is not really Negei Ar Sugya, but he's in Bederech Agav, so he's saying Meris, you can learn Halacha from here. Kiliya Kerem. Kerem ikron nesarim, that Kiliya Kerem becomes aser even before anything starts growing. Meaning, as soon as you take the plants and you stick it into the ground, and as we'll see in a minute, as soon as it takes root, at that point the iser is already chal. Meaning, what's the iser Kiliya Kerem? The part of the Kiliya Kerem that you're not allowed to benefit from. Is it what grows, or is it already what you put in the ground? So you stick something in the ground, and then eventually that something is going to start growing. What you stuck in the ground, is that Kiliya Kerem already? Or is the Kiliya Kerem only what's going to grow? So Rav Adabar HaHavas said, from the fact that the Gemara in the Cheshbon of the Tzad HaShavas holds that Kiliya Kerem is considered to be food that had a Shas HaKosher, it must be that Kiliya Kerem, it's not only what grows that is Aser, but Ikron, the Iker, the thing itself that you stuck into the ground, is already Aser. And if that's the case, it has a Shas HaKosher. Why? Hoyl v'hoyselen Shas HaKosher, koydem Ashrashim. Before it takes root, it has a Shas HaKosher. Meaning, that's Pasha, that when you simply stick it in the ground, it's not going to be Aser. You need Hashrasha. It has to take root. Something has to happen to it. So, once something happens, that becomes Aser. meaning not only the outgrowth from it, but the thing itself. If it's the outgrowth, so then the thing that grew never had a Shas HaKosher, because the minute that it came into the world, at that point it was already Asa. But if the thing that you put into the ground is what's going to be Asa, maybe not right away, but it's going to be Asa, oh, that thing had a Shas HaKosher. Before you stuck it into the ground, it was Mutter. Even after you stuck it into the ground, Koidem Ashrosho, it was Mutter. So Rav Adar Bar Ahava said that Agav Urchi, from this discussion in the Gemara, you can learn a Halacha in Hilchas Kiliyah Kerem. It's not only what grows that's Asr, but what you stick in the ground, once it comes to the point of Ashrasha, is going to be Asr as well. So on that note, we digress from our digression. If somebody has an otzitznak, somebody has a flower pot, it has a hole on the bottom, and there's a plant inside, the plant is not a kerem. And then he walks it over a kerem. Maver, Miloshin, Maver, Daladam, is Bishos Arab. He walks it through a kerem. So the question is, did he violate the Isra of Kiliyah Kerem? What he has now, is it going to be Asabana, or is it not going to be Asabana? What would be the tzad that it should be Asabana? Because maybe when he walked the flower pot over the Kerem, the plant that's inside the flower pot, being that it has a hole on the bottom, was Yoinik from the Kerem. As a result, you have in this flower pot a taruvos of 2 minutes. So maybe this is a classic example of Kiliyah Kerem. So the Brisa says like this, Im Hoisif Masayim, an interesting number. If it grew 1/200th of what its original volume was, Aser, then the Halach is, it's going to be Aser. Because that means a Shir Choshev grew, and the Shir Choshev is Aser. What does it sound like? Hoisif and Loi Hoisif Loi. Only if something grew. But if nothing grew, it's not going to be a problem. I thought the Issa Kiliyah Kerem is as soon as it takes root. So why does it have to grow, L'chayra, as soon as it takes root? At that point, it should be a problem. So Amar Rava said, here's the Teretz. Again, this is Mornigay, the laws of Kiliyah Kerem, but the Gemara is digressing. Trey Kroyek Sivi. There's two psukim, I mean, it's really one pasuk, but there's two words in the same pasuk that talks about Kiliyah Kerem. Ksiv Hazera, Fiksiv Hamaleya. The pasuk says, "Lisizra karmacha kolayim pentiktash hamaleya hazera." Now, the word maleya is mashma what grows. The word hazera is mashma the seed, the thing that you stuck in the ground. Okay, it's that. So, what's the iser? The pentiktash is the maleya what grows, or it's even the hazera. It's what you stuck in the ground. So, we learn as follows: Zaru meikara behashrasha. In the event that you're planting something now for the first time, so then behashrasha, as soon as it takes root, at that point it's going to be aser. Zarua uba. If you took something that was already planted, like in the case of the atzitznakov, you took a fartiga grain or something that you had already planted, and you walked in on top of a kerem that's already planted. So then the halacha is hoisef in loy hoisef loy. Then only if something was added would there be a problem. But if nothing was added, in that case there would not be a problem. So Rav Adar Bar Ahava said zoisei meres. One thing that you can prove from the fact that in the cheshbon of the Gemara it sounds like kiliyah kerem is something that had a shasa kosher. So that's a raya that the iser is already chal before something new grows with the thing itself that you stuck into the ground. It's true, but it's not always true. It depends. If you're planting something for the first time, that's when that's going to be true. Zarua uba. If, however, you took two finished products and then you merged them together, so then those two finished products, even though you brought them together, are not going to be usher. It's the outgrowth. It's what comes from the two. That's what's going to be usher. How do you know this? Psukim in the Torah. It says pentiktash hamaleya, which sounds like the isrus chal on what grows. And then it says pentiktash hazera, which sounds like the isrus chal even on the thing that you stuck in the ground. Excel. This concludes the first part of the daf. This concludes a major sugya that we're going through, unfortunately, lighter, too quickly, but this is the sugya that if somebody eats macholos asura shaloi kederech achila, if somebody is nene from isuri hana shaloi kederech hana, Rabbi Yochanan's memra, Psachim Chav Dalet Amid Beis, one of the many classic Gemaras in Perek Kol Shah, that Halach is he not going to be Chayiv, or at the very least, no Malkus. And Abaye qualified that. He said it's only true with regards to Yisurim, where it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat. But as it relates to Basav V'Cholav, for example, where it never says you shouldn't eat Basav V'Cholav, or as it relates to Kiliyah Kerem, where the way the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to have enough from it, is by saying the word Pentiktash, Hamaleya, Hazera, regardless, where it says achilo, there's a tanai, it has to be kederach achilo. There's a tanai, it has to be kederach hana. If the Torah doesn't use the word achilo, so there's no halach of kederach achilo. Over there's no halach of kederach hana. We'll get back to this in the raid bites. But for now, the second part of today's daf is even more classic than the first part of today's daf. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Bakol misrapin. If a person, Leilenu, is not well, and he wants to use something that he's not allowed to benefit from, as a refuah. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Bakomus rabin, you can use any isuri hano. Chutz, there's only one thing you're not allowed to use. Me'atze asherah. You're not allowed to use the wood of an asherah tree. What's asherah? Asherah is either a tree that was used as avodah zarah or a tree that was used to service avodah zarah, but it's a tree that has in it, on some level, the avera of avodah zarah." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Bakomus rabin, you can have hano." Refuah from any Isuri Anah, with the exception of Atzei Asherah. What's this case? Are we talking about a person that's in a state of Sakana? If he doesn't use this Asherah, he's going to die. If he's Asherah Nami, he should be able to use the Atzei Asherah. If he's like a Sakana, and if there's no Sakana, if he's calling Isuri Shabbatari Nami Lai. And if there's no Sakana, then why Bakom is rapping? If there's no Sakana, so why is he allowed to benefit from something that the Torah says he's not allowed to benefit from? Really, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha was talking about with a person has a Sakana. I mean, this person's life is at danger. It's Pekuach Nefesh. It's Sakana's Nefashis. That's why Bakom is Rabbah. What's the question? So why can you use Atzei Asherah? I feel like Atzei Asherah loy. Still, the Loch is he not allowed to use Atzei Asherah. And the reason is the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, and this Gemara is in Brochus Samach Aleph on the base. Yuma Pei Beis Amid Aleph. Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. And Psochem Chofei Amid Aleph. A classic, classic Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer said, we say in Kriya Shema, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, Uvechol Nafshecha, Uvechol Meyodecha. So V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, a person has an obligation to love Hashem, B'chol Levavcha, what does that mean? Mit the ganze heart, with your two Yitzorim, Yitzah Tov, Yitzah Hara, it doesn't matter. A person always has to love Hashem, B'chol Nafshecha, Rabbi Akiva, a person has to be willing to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol Meyodecha, and you have to be willing to part with your money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes, of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer fame, Brachos Daf Beis. So Rabbi Eliezer said, if it says in the Torah, B'chol Nafshecha, Lama Nema B'chol Meyodecha. If it never B'chol Meyodecha, Lama Nema B'chol Nafshecha. I mean, the Torah says you have to be willing to part with your life, and you have to be willing to part with your money. So what's the kashna? Which one is more chamer? Your money or your life? So some people have to think about it. But the point is that whichever one it is, whichever is the one that's more, that's what the Torah should have said. Torah should have said a person's willing to give, has to be willing to give up anything. If it's b'chol nafshecha, say b'chol nafshecha. And if it's b'chol meyodecha, say b'chol meyodecha. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you know why the Torah said, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meyodecha, to teach me. Because not everyone's the same. Im yesh lach adam, shekuf echav al namayin. If there's a person who cherishes his guf, his life more than his money, you have to be willing to give up your life. But there are also people who prefer their money over their guf. So for that person, the Torah says, but the bottom line is you see from here, that a person has to be willing to give up everything. From the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Atzei Asherah is Avodah Zarah. If a person will benefit from Atzei Asherah, on some level, he's violating the mitzvah of V'yahavtas Hashem Lekecha. And being that it says V'yahavtas Hashem Lekecha b'chol nafshecha, and b'chol nafshecha means you have to be willing to give up your life, therefore, said Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol misrapim chutz mi'atzei Asherah. A person is sick, and it's sakonis nefashis mamish, and the only way he can save his life is by benefiting from Atzei Asherah. So kol yisurim shebetayra, of course, there's nothing that gets in the way of saving a yid's life. But being that Atzei Asherah is avodah zarah, and it says v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha, which teaches me that even though ordinarily when it comes to mitzvahs yaver v'al yehareg, but when it comes to avodah zarah, over there it's yehareg v'al yaver. So b'chol misrapim chutz mi'atzei Asherah. Ki yosir ovenam Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol misrapim chutz mi'avodah zarah, v'gili arayis v'shvichas dam. That Bakom is rapping not only Chutz Miyatze Asherah, but Bakom is rapping with the exception of Avodah Zarah, of Gili Arayis, and a Shvichos Am. Zokti, Avodah Zarah Hadamar. Avodah Zarah, we just explained. The source. What's the source? V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha. Of Gili Arayis, v'shvichos damim. What's the makar of Gili Arayis, v'shvichos damim? How do you know that Gili Arayis and v'shvichos damim are so chomer that a person literally has to be willing to give up his life not to violate Gili Arayis, not to violate v'shvichos damim? Tanya Beluim to the Bais. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi said, Kikashi Yokam Ishan Reyeyu, Uritzachay Nefesh, Kain Hadavar Azeh. So this pasuk is discussing the Naira Hamu'urasa that somebody was Ma'anes. So the Torah says that if a Naira Mu'urasa, she's Mu'ureses to Ploini, and now she was Mazana with somebody else, so the halach is he and her are both going to be Chayiv Misa. What happens, however, if a man was Ma'anes, a Naira Mu'urasa? So the Torah says, V'la Naira Lo'is Asadav. In this case, you don't do anything to the Naira. This is one of the Makairis in Shas to Oynes Rachmano Patre. But Naira Leis Asnadavar, she was forced, she was raped. And as a result, we don't do anything to her. Ein le Naira Chet Mothes. Why? And the Pasik very mysteriously explains it with a mashal, right? How often do you find the Torah giving a mashal? Because this woman was a victim of a crime. Just like if Reuven would kill Shimon, so what'd Shimon do? So in this case, what did she do? This is like a man who tried killing somebody. So Rebbe was bothered with this. He didn't understand how to do that. Your mother said, how do you read this pasuk? What's the mashal? What's the nimshal? What's going on over here? So Rebbe said like this. Terry's coming to teach me halacha. It's not the mashal so much, but Rebbe's coming to teach me a halacha. Not only is it coming to teach me halacha, but it's not coming to teach me halacha only by Naira Murasa. It's coming to teach me halacha regarding Ritzich as well. Meaning, it sounds like Ritzich is the mashal. The mashal is always given to explain the nimshal. So the nimshal is naira v'sasa davar. The mashal is ritzicha. So Rebbe said, no, hareza bololamid. Ritzicha was bololamid. It's the mashal that's coming to explain the nimshal. But the nimshal amid, we're actually going to learn halach in hilchas ritzach. How so? Makish ritzach l'naira muras. Man naira muras l'intin latzila b'nafshoi. Just like the halach is that if you see someone going to be ma'anis another woman, so the halach is that you're supposed to try to save her. How do you know that? The pasuk says in that same parts, the next pasuk, ki basada mitzah tzaka, she was screaming on naira murasa the ein bayishila, and there was nobody that was able to come save her. You know what it sounds like? If there was somebody that was able to save her, he would have had an obligation to save her. So if somebody sees a man being ma'anas a woman, he has to do whatever he has to do. He can even kill the man to save this woman. Afroitzeach, we learn from here that if Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, talach of roidev nitin latzila benafshoy. Wow. So what's the makar to talach of roidev? How do you know if you see Reuven trying to kill Shimon? You stop Reuven, you even kill him. You learn it from this pasuk. We're using Ritzicha to explain Ulanayra Leisasa Dover, but really, we're going to learn a halacha from the Naira Murasa to Ritzicha. What are we going to learn? Just like you can kill the Ma'anes to save this woman, so too, you can kill the Raidef, you can kill the Raidzeach in order to save the Nirdaf. Rebbe continued. And he said, we also learned something about Naira Murasa from Ritzach. Meaning Ritzach, at the end of the day, is the Mashal. So if it's the Mashal, it's coming to explain the Nimshal, which is Naira Murasa. So we are going to learn something about Naira Murasa from Ritzach. Also, Ma Ritzach, Yehorig Va'yavar. Just like Ritzich is Yehorig Va'yavar, Af Naira Murasa, Tehorig Va'al Yitavar. So to Naira Murasa, the Halach is, when it comes to Znus, when it comes to Gili Arayis, the rule is, Tehoreg v'al tavr. You have to be willing to give up your life. So this is the makar that Gili Arayis is Yehoreg v'al yavr. What's the makar? You learn it from the fact that the Torah says, "Ul nayr le'sasudav in nayr chet maves ki kashiyok mishal re'eu resach in nefesh kina davar hazeh." And just like shvichas damim is Yehoreg v'al yavr, so too Gili Arayis is Yehoreg v'al yavr. So we have the makar for avodah zara. And we have the makar to Gili Arayis. Shvichas damim gufim in all. How do you know shvichas damim? We're learning Gili Arayis from Shvichas Damim. How do we know Shvichas Damim itself? So the Gemara says Svara. For that, I don't need Pesachim. That's a posh to Svara. Ki Ahuda Asa L'Kamei De Rav. There was a Yid that once came to Rav. Amalei told him, Mari Duroi Amali. The governor told me, Zil Katlei L'Planya. He said, go kill Pliny. The Eloi, and if you don't kill Pliny, Katlina L'Cha, I'm going to kill you. So he asked Rav, what should I do? Either I kill someone or I get killed. Amalei L'Ktuluch. You have to allow yourself to get killed. For loy tikta, you cannot kill. Why? Because my chaz is the dama didach sumak tvei. Dama the dama dao gavr sumak tvei. How do you know that your blood is more red than your friend's blood? Mechatesi. It sounds like if you knew, then maybe there would be a cheshbon. But how do you know? My chaz is the dama didach sumak tvei. Dama dama dao gavr sumak tvei. And as a result, you're not allowed to do it. The bottom line is, this is the makar that Shvichas Domim is also Yehoreg V'Yavar. How do you know it? You know it simply, Misvara. So we have the Mekar in today's daf to the Gimel Averis Chamuris, where the halacha is Yehoreg V'Yavar. The Gemara said it in a slightly different nusach. Ki Aser Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bakom Misrapin, Chutz Me'Avodah Zarah, V'Gili Arayis, V'Shvichas Domim. Bakom Misrapin, meaning a person's in a state of sakana, his life is literally at risk. The only way he can save his life, the only refuah that he has is either Avodah Zarah or Gili Arayis, Shvichas Damim. The halach is no, no, no. What's the makar that Avodah Zarah not v'haftas Hashem alekecha, which means Avodah Zarah b'chol nafshecha, you have to be willing to give up your life. What's the makar to Shvichas Damim? It's a svara. My chazis the dama didach samik tvei dilma dama dahu gavra samik tvei. And how do you know Gilei Arayis? I learned Gilei Arayis from Shvichas Damim. Where do I see the hekish between Gilei Arayis Shvichas Damim? V'lenayr le'sasa dava in le'nayr chet mavas ki kasha yakum mishal reyeh uritzachay nefesh kena davar hazeh. What's it coming to teach me? Two halachas. I raise a bala lavim and imtzolamim, but it's also teaching me something regarding Gilei Arayis. That's the halacha that we need. Just like Shvichas Damim, the halacha is yaharig v'ayaver. So too, as it relates to Gilei Arayis, it's going to be yaharig v'ayaver. More on this tomorrow. Marbar Avashi Ashkechel Rabino. Marbar Avashi met Rabino. He saw the Shaivlo the Barte Begu Harki the Arla. He was taking olives that were Arla and he was rubbing them on his daughter for a refu. Amalei Emidam Rabbanu Mishas Hakana. Shalosh Mishas Hakana Miyamer. It's true Chazal said Vachom is rapping, but at the same time, that's only if there's a matzav of Sakana. Doesn't seem to be a matzav of Sakana over here. So why are you doing this? Amalei, so he told him, Hey Ishta Tzemirta Nami Kishas Sakana. He said, my daughter has a fever, and those days to run a fever was considered very dangerous. He said, I'm doing it. This is a question of Sakana Safashis. I have to save my daughter's life. Igidar Misam. So Amalei told him, Midi Derech Hanah Kavidna. I'm not doing it Derech Hanah. If I was doing it Derech Hanah, it would be one thing, but I'm doing it Shaloi Kederech Hanah. And being that I'm doing it Shaloi Kederech Hanah, so it's for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. And with that one line, the first part of the daf and the second part of the daf come together and now exhale. So again, today's daf was a festive daf. Chaf Nalin Amid Beis, Daf Chaf Hei, Amid Aleph, a little bit of Daf Chaf Hei, Amid Beis as well. And that is really a tale of two cities. The first part of the daf was discussing Rabbi Yochanan's Memra. And that is, Kol Yisurim Shebetoyre in Loikin Aleim, Ela derech achilasim. Kol yisurim shebetayrin loichan aleim. Ela derech hanaasim. With Abaye's caveat, it's only true where it says in the Torah Yisra achila. But Basav Achala, for example, where it doesn't say Yisra achila. Or Kili Akarim, where it doesn't say Yisra achila. Over there, these halachas are not going to apply. The second part of the daf was discussing the other epic memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Bakom misrapin chutz me'atzei asherah. The second version, and the Gemara made an akimta. We're talking about a person that's in a state of sakana, afal pikein, even though, even though there's nothing that gets in the way of saving a human life, even chayesha. But at the same time, there's an idea of avodah zarah, gilui arayis, shfichas damim, the three cardinal sins. These are three averes, but halach is not yaver val yeharik. Now halach is yeharik uval yaver. We even had the makar. How you know? V'ahavta shem lekab chol nafshecha. That's avodah zarah. My svaru, my chazad damim, the dach samik tvei, dilma damim, the chavrach samik tvei, net shfichas damim, and the hekish between shfichas damim and gilui arayis. V'lenayr leisase dover ki. That's the makar for Gilei Arayis. So just one ha'ara as it relates to the first part of the daf, and one ha'ara as it relates to the second part of the daf. So as it relates to the first part of the daf, and that is Rabbi Yochanan's memra. Kol yisurim shebetayra in loikin aleim el derech achilasan, or kol yisurim shebetayra in loikin aleim el derech hanasan. When we learn Masechta Shabbos, we saw many times the idea that the only time a person is over Issa Shabbos, Midai Raisa, is if he does the Melacha in a regular, normal, and ordinary way. If a person, however, does a Melacha with a Shinoi, a person does a Melacha Kalachayad, the Melacha is he's not going to be over Chil Shabbos Midai Raisa, Midai Rabbanon, but not Chil Shabbos Midai Raisa, which is why sometimes if a person finds himself in a bind and he asks a Rav Shaila, when it's Negei Hilcha Shabbos, so often a Kula will be, do it with a Shinoi, do a Kalachayad. Why is that a shinoi? Because once you do the malacha with a shinoi, once you do the malacha kelachayad, you go out of the world of the Raisa, and you now fall into the world of the Rabbanan. So there's a phenomenal kula in Hilchah Shabbos, which is that the only time a person violates Melech Shabbos Midai Raisa is if he does it in the regular way. But if you do it with a shinoi, do a kelachayad, you're not going to be over Chil Shabbos Day Raisa. And if you ask the man on the street, or if you ask someone that learned Hilchah Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, why is it that if a person does a melacha on Shabbos, kalachayat, he's not going to be over in Issa Deiraisa? Chances are, he's going to tell you, it's because in Shabbos is a halacha meleches machsheves osra Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the specific lamites melachis. We learned the lamites melachis from the Mishkan. When the Yidden built the Mishkan, so they had to do melachis. How many melachis did they do? They did 39 melachis. The 39 melachis that the Yidden performed when they built the Mishkan are the 39 melachis that one is not allowed to do on Shabbos. When the melachis were being done for building the Mishkan, they were being done by professionals. They were being done by artisans. They were literally the best and the smartest and the most talented craftsmen. It was meleches machsheves. It was done with an incredible amount of talent. And we learned from
from there that the only time a person violates Shabbos is if he does what's called the Meleches Machsheves. But if a person does a Melacha, and this Melacha is going to be Kalachayat, then it's not Meleches Machsheves. If it's not Meleches Machsheves, you're not going to be either. Just to bring out the point even further. In Masech the Shabbos, we know there's a Shittas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Dov HaShein Meschavin is Mutter. Better. Rav Shimon holds a Melacha She'en Etzricha Legufa is even Potter. Now, it's a little faplunted what exactly a Melacha She'en Etzricha Legufa is. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But the point is that a Melacha She'en Etzricha Legufa, where you had Kavana, you had all the wrong intentions in the world, but it's in Etzricha Legufa, you're ready now. Why? Melachas Machsheves Asr Torah. Melachas Machsheves is Tzricha Legufa. But if it's in Etzricha Legufa, you're going to be Potter. So it's Pasha that's the reason, L'chaira, why if a person does a Melacha with a Shina Kalachayat on Shabbos, he's going to be butter. If a malacha shein etzricha legufa, you're butter. Why? Because it's not malachas machsheves. So l'chayre would make sense without a question, kal v'chaymer, that if a person does a malacha with a shinui, if a person does a malacha kalachayat, he's not going to be chayv. Stating that, the Egle Tal, in his psicha, to say for Egle Tal, so everyone's familiar with the Egle Tal's hakdoma, right? The hakdoma to the Egle Tal, that's famous. The psicha to the Egle Tal is not so famous, but it's equally yesoidistig. Not yesoidistig in terms of what it means to be a yid and limud haTorah and the Kotzker Rebbe, etc., etc. But this yesoideis hayesoidis as relates to Dinei Shabbos, the psicha, not the akdama, the psicha to the Egle Tal. And in the psicha to the Egle Tal talks about this idea that why is it that if a person does a malacha on Shabbos with a shini, he does a kalachayat, now lachas he's going to be potter. And he says the pashtus, of course, is malachas machshavas as. But the Egle Tal says, I don't think that's the reason. He said, because the truth is that if you look around Shas, you find that this idea that doing a malacha with a shina, doing a malacha kalachayad, is not unique, it's not exclusive to Hilcha Shabbos. You find it in other areas of halacha as well. And Exhibit A, says the Egle Tal, is Psachim Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan said that Kol Yisurim Shebetoira, Ein Loikin Aleim, Ela Derech Achilasan. Ein Loikin Aleim, Ela Derech Anasan. Why? Because it says in the Torah, thou shalt not eat. Okay, well, so what? It says you shouldn't eat. The Torah is, Vaistoi, said the Avnei Nezer in his Psicha Ter Egle Tal, that when the Torah says you shouldn't eat, it means you shouldn't eat Kederech Shebnei Yonam Oichlen. And to the extent that you're going to eat Shaloi Kederech Achilo, so at that point, it's not the normal way, and if it's not the normal way, so you're going to be potter. So says the Egle Tal, that even though in Svara, when you learn Shabbos, it sounds like, for sure, the special Torah that you have for Shina in Kalachayat, it's a Hilcha Shabbos to Galocha, because the Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. But says the Egle Tal, the one clear takeaway, I think, from Psachim Chavdal Ramadez, is actually that it's not that way. Because the truth is, you find in other areas of Halacha as well. Shaloi Kederech Achila. Another example that the Egle Tal gives is the Halacha is that if somebody enters a Beis HaMenuga, what's a Beis HaMenuga? That's a house that has a nega. That's a house that's a mitzvah. So a nichnas a Beis HaMenuga, derech achayrav, if somebody walks into a Beis HaMenuga backwards, that lochaz is tar. It's a gemara in Shavuos, daf yizayin am a Beis. Why is he tar? The reason is because it says in the Torah, ubal abayis. Ubal abayis sounds like derech bir. You have to go in a regular, normal way. But if a person's going to go in an unusual way, in that case, you're going to be potter. If somebody cooks the Karban Pesach, he gets malchus. If somebody cooks basav achalav, you get malchus. What if somebody cooks the Karban Pesach or you cook basav acholov in the Chamei Tveria? The halacha is your potter. We spoke about this not long ago on Daf Ches. Why you potter? Because it's not Derech Bishol. That has nothing to do with Melech Shabbos. That has nothing to do with Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa, Melech Machsheves Asra Torah. The teretz is, you find in other areas of halacha as well the same concept. That if a person does a melacha and he does it, Shaloi Kenderech, you don't do it in a normal, ordinary way, the halacha is you're going to be potter. Truth is, this Yesoid that the Egle Tal says in his Psicha to the Sefer Egle Tal, Rabbi Chanan says in a few places as well. He says it right here in Perek Kol Shah, in Mesechtes Psachim, and he says in a Mesechtes Ksubas as well, Daf Samach Amid Beis, in Psachim, it's in Kovet Shiurim, Ois Tzadik Vav, in Ksubas, it's in Kovet Shiurim, Ois Reish Beis. Just listen to this one Lashon. Zeu Klau Gadol, Ki Kol Dinei HaTorah, Loi Nemru Rak Bi Kedarkon. The loy shall like a dark one. Umisham hachi, ha oichel shall like a derech achilo potter. The chem bachilo shall mitzvah, imachel shall like a derech achilo, loy kayem a mitzvah. The chem be isurei melacha, imason shall like a dark and potter. Levadi says there's one exception to the rule. Wherever it says in the Torah that there's an isser bia shall like a dark is considered a bia. And the reason bia shall like a dark is considered a bia is because the Gemara learns it out from psukim. But it's all based on psukim, says Rabbi Chana. Without a pasuk, you wouldn't know this halacha. But the bottom line is, it's just to take one takeaway because potter beloy klumi efsher. We're going to get back to Reid on. on Shalaki Derech Achila later in the week. But sneak preview. But the point is that just to shtel avek to Yisoy, that one thing, again, this is not Bateris Reid, this is Bateris, he can't learn this Gemara without taking out this Yisoy. And that is Rabbi Chanan's Lashon, Zeu Klau Godol, Ki Kol Dinei HaToyra, Loi Nemru Rak B'Kedarkon, V'Loi Shalai Kedarkon. All the Dinei HaToyra is this way. Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis brings a chiddush from the Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that if a woman was nisabra bambati, she became pregnant, but she came pregnant bambati. Then she has a child. She's not Tomi Tomas Leida. Rabbeinu Chananel says, why not? Because the whole pregnancy happened shaloi kedarka. And when the Torah says that a pregnant woman, isha ki sazri of the older zacha, she's going to be Tomi, that's if it happens in a normal, regular way. Once it happens in an unusual way, all bets are off. It's an unbelievable chiddush that all the Dinei Torah, when the Torah is talking to you, the Torah means in the regular way. The minute it's Shalai Kedarka, be a Shalai Kedarka has to come onto a special pasuk. But other than that, there's no place in the Torah, says Rabbi Chanan, where you're going to find the concept of Shalai Kedarka. It's a tremendous yisoid. Rabbi Chanan calls it Klal Gadol, and it's something that permeates Kol Dinei HaTorah, and Exhibit A is Psachim, Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. That's the first order. The second order is as it relates to the second half of the daf, and that is the halacha of Yehoreg of Al-Yavar. So the truth is that the halacha of Yehoreg of Al-Yavar is something that we've spoken about so many times. We learned Perek Pensoyer and Meir together as a Chabura. We learned the Sugis and Masech Tezuma together as a Chabura. There's many related raid bites. Unfortunately, I don't have the exact tags. So coming up in the not too distant future. But this is something that we've gone through many times, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. The area in Shulchan Aruch where these halachas are brought down is in Yerideya, Simin Kuf Nun Zayin. The Ramah in Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, it's Sivkot Aleph, it's a very long piece. So Toich Tvarav, he says as follows. He says, V'chol Isner Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayis V'Shichas Damim. As it relates to the Isurim Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayis V'Shichas Damim, these are the three Isurim that are Yehoreg of Al-Yavar. Afal Pisha In Bay Misa, if a person would violate them, even if there's no misa, rak lav ba'alma, all it was a loy saseh, tzorich nehoreg, v'loy laver. The halacha is, it's still going to be yehoreg of ayavar. Meaning, avoy dezor gila raya shmichas damim have something in common. They're all chayvi misas besnin. They're all chayvi krisas. If someone's oivet avoy dezor, b'meiz v'edem an asra, he's chayv skiluk. Gila raya, he's chayv misa, depending on the nature of the gila raya, that will determine the type of misa. But it's always going to be misas besnin, or it's going to be chayvi krisas. Shmichas damim, of course, is misas besnin. Avoy dezor gila raya shmichas damim, all having them in oimish a misa. What would be if someone's oivet avoy dezor gila raya shmichas damim, and all it was a loisa se ba'almo? There was no misas besnin. Would it still be yehoreg of ayavar, or would it not be yehoreg of ayavar? Says the Ramah, v'chol isner avoy dezor v'gila raiz v'shvichas damim afal pisha ein by misa. Even if there's no misa, rak lav ma'alma. All there is a loisa say. Still the halach is sorich liyehoreg of ayavar. Says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agra. What's the makar? So he says I have two makaris. The first makar says the Vilna Gaon is psachim daf chof heyam and aleph. What does it say in Pesachim Daf Chaf Ayamin Aleph in today's Daf? The Gemara said, "Bakol Misrapin." Rabbi Yochanan said in the first version, "Chutz Me'atzei Asherah." A person is who's sick. He's sick to the point where it's literally sakonis nefashes. The halacha is if he needs a refuah, he can use anything he wants as a refuah, with the exception of Atzei. Why can't he use Atzei Asherah? So the Gemara said, "The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, or Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, fame said, because v'ahav t'sham lekech b'chol nafshecha means you have to give up your life. V'ahav t'sham lekech means avoy dezara. Asherah is avoy dezara. So if Asherah is avoy dezara, so a person can't save his life with avoy dezara." Says the Vilna Gaon, what's now avoy dezara by Asherah? What, this person's worshiping the Asherah? He's not worshiping the Asherah. What's your classic example of avoy dezara being yehoreg al yavar? The classic example is Rachmana Litzlan, the Spanish Inquisition, and it's the Crusades, and throughout history, the Gemaras and the Sugyas of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where Yidden were told to bow down to an avoy dezara, to a tzelem, to try to save their lives. So that was real avoy dezara. And there the halacha is yehoreg al yavar. A Yid is not allowed to worship an avoy dezara, even if it means to save his life. But this person is worshiping avoy dezara. What's he doing? He's a chayla. He's not well. So what he's going to do is he's going to take the Atzei Asherah. He is going to use it as a refuah. Says the Gemara, Bakom Misrapim, Chutz Mi'atzei Asherah. So the Gaon said, if a person would violate this halacha, what issa would it be, Yoifer? What would be the isma? It's a loy saseh in the Torah. You're not allowed to benefit from avoy dezara. It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It says, V'lo yidbak biyotcha mu'uma min acherim. A person is not allowed to attach himself, even mu'uma, abyssal, even a mashu, right? There's no chatzishir. V'yidbak biyotcha, even mu'uma min acherim. What is that pasuk v'yibach biyotchem u'min acherim? It's a loisa say at the end of the day. It's not a v'yidisar she'ej b'misas bezin. All it is a regular loisa say. And afal pikein. Afal pikein. It's mevu in the Gemara. Bakom esrab v'chutz me'atzei asheru. So the Vilna Gaon said, you want to take out another yisoid from Sochem daf chafei? Here's a yisoid. You see from here that the iser of Avodazar Gilarai Shvi Chazomim is not only true if you have the Misa version, but it's going to be true even if the person's really not going to be Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. And rather, all it is a loisase, such as being Nana from Atzei Asheru, which is a lavala yidbak biyotchim u'min acherim, that in and of itself can be enough for the person to be over there. So, the Goyen says he has another Makar. And that's a Gemara in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This is a Gemara that's quoted a lot by the poskim in the sugyas of Yehari Gaval Yav. There's a lot of halachas that I learned out from this Gemara. There's a story with a man. This person wanted to be mezana with a certain woman. And this person became so crazy that he literally became sick. And they went to the doctors. And the Reifim said, the only way we can save this person's life is if he's going to be boil this woman. She was an Eishes Ish. Said this was obviously something that he wasn't allowed to do. But this was the only Eitzah that he had. Amru Chachamim said he went to the Rabbanim. And they asked Rabbanim, what should we do? The doctor said this is the only thing to save his life. So they said, Yomus, we have to let him die. Valti boilai. This is Nisabila. Then the doctors came and the doctor said there's another Eitzah. Tamay lefan of Aruma. If she's going to stand Aruma in front of this man, this can also save his life. So the Rabbanan said, Yomus, he should die, Val Tamid Lefon of Aruma. She's not allowed to do that. Then they said, Tisapar Ima Me'acheri Agedah, even if she talks to him, even if he doesn't see her, Me'acheri Agedah, that can even save his life. So they said, Yomus, let him die, V'loy Tisapar Ima Me'acheri Agedah. This is not something you're allowed. Again, this is a very important Gemara in the Sugis of Yehar Goliath. But said the Vilna Goyen, one thing is clear, Tamid Lefon of Aruma, and Tisapar Ima Me'acheri Agedah, there's no Mises Bezdin for that. There's no Chai V'Krisos. What it is, at best, is a loy saseh. So if that's the case, again, said the Vilna Goyen, you see from here, that even for a lav, the halacha is Yehari Gaval Yaver. So when the Ramah says that Avodazar Gilarai Shvichas Damim Yehari Gaval Yaver, it's even if it's not the Misas Bezdin version of it, even if it's a lav, Ba'alma says the guy, what's the Makar? Psochim Chafheyam et Aleph and Sanhedrin Ayinheyam et Aleph. In Psochim Chafheyam et Aleph, you see it as it relates to Avodazara. In Sanhedrin Ayinheyam et Aleph, you see it as it relates to Gili Arayas. But I think there's another makar to this halacha. I think a very, very mefurish makar in the Rishonim. And this makar is not as it relates to Avodah Zarah, not as it relates to Gili Arayis, but as it relates to Shvichas Damim. There's a tshuva from the Binyan Tzion. So the Binyan Tzion, of course, was Rabbi Yaakov Eklinger. He's the Baal Orech Laner. This is in Shaios Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. It's Simin Kuf Ayin Beis. The question was asked to him, Dalet Tishrei in the year Taryag. Tov Reish Yud Gimel, 1853. So this was the question. The question was, if somebody is in a situation where either he has to give up his life or he can embarrass somebody berabim to save his life, are you allowed to be malbim pnei chaver berabim to save your life, or are you not allowed to be malbim pnei chaver berabim to save your life? So we know the halacha, bakom misrabim, chutz me'avodah zarah, dilei arayis shvichas damim. Everything else is yaver v'al yorei. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's not Gilei Arayis. It's not Shvichas Damim. But this is the question that was asked to Rabbi Yaakov Eklinger. The question was, could a person save his life by embarrassing somebody else? You'll be Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, and by doing that, you're going to save your life. So Rabbi Yaakov Eklinger said that Muschur Rishon, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Bava Metzia. Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says that to be Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim is so chomer that kol Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim ki'ilu shayfech damim. It's as if you killed somebody. So Rabbi Yaakov Eklinger, Muscharishan, if it's ki'ilu shayfech damim, Shvichas Damim is one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. So if Shvichas Damim is one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris, so it's going to come out, l'chayra, that if it's ki'ilu shayfech damim, that loch has to be Yehari Gavayav. It said the Binyan Tzion, that's not so poshut. Because we know there's a major chakira every time it says ki'ilu, every time you find this word in Chazal. If you do this, it's ki'ilu you did that. If you do that, it's ki'ilu you did this. Is it literally ki'ilu or is it not literally ki'ilu? We always speak out from Shlomo Kluger and Chachma Shlomo and Simon Aleph and Evan Ezer. We're up Shlomo Kluger, Claire Zashaylo, Kala Megadla Yosin, Yosin, Mibetech Beisei, Malol Bakos of Kilu Yaldai. Does that mean he was Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu? It doesn't have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah now because it was ki'ilu Yaldai. The Binyan Tzion says, Kala Koyes is ki'ilu Oivet Avay Dazar. So you're going to tell me Kass is also Yahar Gavayavar. So it says the Binyan Tzion, it's Pasha. You have to say that ki'ilu always means it's like like the thing, but it's not the real thing. It's not mamish there. So just because it says that kolamalbum pnei chaver barabim kilu shayfich davim, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's literally kilu shayfich davim. So if shlichas davim is yahar gavay yaver, then malbum pnei chaver barabim is also going to be yahar gavay yaver. So it says the Aruch Haner, I don't think the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Chai Samad Beis is a raya. But he says that even though that Gemara is not a raya, I think there's another Gemara. And that's a Gemara in Mesechtes Soita Daf Yud Amad Beis. The context over there is the story with Yehuda and Tamar, which of course was last week's parasha. And the Torah tells the story that Yehuda had a son that was married to Tamar, then his son died, and then his second son married Tamar, and then he died, and then Tamar wanted that the third son, Shelah, should marry her, but Shelah was very young, and Yehuda didn't want him to marry Tamar, he was afraid for him to marry Tamar, so he told Tamar, wait around until Shelah gets older, and then afterwards, he'll do the mitzvah of Yibum, he's going to marry. In the meantime, Shelah got older, and Yehuda forgot about Tamar, and Tamar felt very strongly that there was a mitzvah of Yibum, and that the Yibum had to happen, and if the Yibum wasn't going to happen with Shelah, then Bidiyeved let it happen with Yehuda. Which, of course, is a very big chiddush, because Yibum is always two brothers. One of them dies, and then there's a mitzvah of Yibum. There's a mitzvah of Yibum with the Shver. Where do you find such a concept of Yibum? So the Ramban, the Torah talks about it. He says that even though the Ikur Yibum is with brothers, but you see from here that even with other relatives, you could be Mekayim on some level, the concept of Yibum. But the bottom line is, Yehuda wasn't going to marry Tamar either. So what did Tamar do? She dressed up like a Zayna, and she waited al Ein Maderech, and Yehuda met Tamar thinking that she was a Zayna, and Yehuda went and was Mazana with her. In the meantime, she became pregnant. She had two children, Malchus Beis David, Mashiach Ben David, all comes from that Zivuk Ki Yodua. But the point is that Tamar was pregnant, and no one was able to figure out how she became pregnant. So much so that they decided that Tamar must have done something that she wasn't allowed to do. She's Chayev Misa. So Tamar is about to be killed. And Tamar technically could have said that Yehuda was the one, and that this was a Maisa Yibum, and she could have gotten out of the whole situation. But she wasn't going to. She was prepared to give up her life, not to embarrass Yehuda. And Chazal say, Amar Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. You see from here, the Noyach Loi La'adam She'apal Atzma Loi Toich Kivshon Ha'esh. It's better for a person to give up his life, Val Yabun Pnei Chaver Barabin, and not to embarrass himself. Freit HaYisakashna, it sounds like from this Gemara, Soita Daf Yudam and Beis, that to be Mabu Pnei Chaver Barabin is literally Yehar Gala Yav. It's better for a person to give up his life rather than embarrass somebody. So what's this? It's Kasha. We know the Gemara in a bunch of places. We just learned one of them. It's the one that Tosfos quotes. Psachim chafheim at Aleph. Machom misrapim. Chutz mi'avay dezara. V'gili arayas. V'shvichas lavim. So machom misrapim, with the exception of the big three. This is not one of the big three. Why not? There should be four. It shouldn't be the gimel averes chamuros. It should be the dalet averes chamuros. It should be avay dezara. It should be gili arayas. It should be shvichas lavim. And it should be malbim pnei chavei barabim. It's a Tosfos Akasha. So it says Tosfos, you have to say that Mishum the Averis Halbanas Panim Enum Mefreshes Batayra, being that the Averis to embarrass somebody is not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah, it's for that reason that it's not mentioned amongst the Gimel Averis. For Lo Nokat El Averis HaMefurashes. Avoy Dazar is Mefurish in the Torah. Gilei Arayis is Mefurish in the Torah. Shvichas Damim is Mefurish in the Torah. This is not Mefurish in the Torah anymore. And being that it's not Mefurish in the Torah, they're not going to embarrass somebody, since for that reason, it wasn't mentioned in its price. It sounds like a doichik teres. But this is what Tosfos says. Soite daf nyur amibes. Meaning, said the Aruch Laner, it's Mavur in Tosfos, that really, Malbim Bnei Chaver Barabim is Yehar Gaval Yavar. It's no different than Avoy Dezar Gilei Arayis Shvichas Damim. Why isn't it mentioned? Why is it always the big three? Why isn't it the big four? A technical reason. Because it's not Mefurish in the Torah. And the big three are mentioning things that are Mefurish in the Torah. But at the end of the day, as it relates to the Shaiva that was asked in the Aruch Laner wrote in his Truvim Bin Yinsi, and it's a Mefurish of Tosfos. Tosfos says that when the Gemara says, Noyach Lo Adam She'apal Atzma Toich Kivshon Ha'esh, Val Yabim Bnei Chaver Barabim Minolami Tamar, this is a real halacha. It's not just an agada like the Yehuda brings in different places. Ein lemeidin me agada. This is a real halacha. You know why? It's a Tosfos. Tosfos learned from this agada. And Tosfos said, halacha lemais, it should have been the big four, not the big three. It's just because it's not Mefurish in the Torah. That's why it's not mentioned. The Binyan Tzion continued, and he said, emesis, it's a Mefurish Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva, where he talks about Rabbeinu Yoina, he talks about Ritzicha. See, he says, I'll give you examples of what he refers to as Avak Ritzicha. It's not the real thing, but it's like the dust of Ritzicha. Meaning, Avak Ritzicha, Halbanas Panim. An example of this would be Halbanas Panim. Ki Panav Yechferu, V'nos Mara Ha'oiden. Because when a person is embarrassed, his face changes. V'doimel Ritzicha, V'chein Amru Razah. And Chazal said, "But Metzion and Chesam Beis that it's Keilu Shayfech Damim." And Al Kain Amru Chazal also Lo Ilam Yapal Adam Asu Tachkiv Shanaish Val Yabim Dechaver Velo Yamru Kain B'Shar Averus Chamurois Amnam Divo Avakor Etzicha Elo Etzicha Ukemaisha Amru Ki Yeharig Val Yirzach. So too Amru Shayapal Asu Tach. So the bottom line is, it's a mafurish a taisvis, and it's a mafurish a rabbi yoyin. It's mafurish again. Why do we need taisvis rabbi yoyin? Isn't it a gemara? No, yichloi la'adam shi'apal asma le'tachkiv shaneish. The reason we need these rishonim is because the gemara is varagada. In la'made me agada. Right? Sometimes we don't learn things from before matan Torah. Tamar was before matan Torah. Maybe Tamar was a ben noyach. Right? There's a lot of ways you can get around this question. But the point is, it's rishonim. Taisvis said it in Soita Daf Yud Amud Beis, and rabbi yoyin said in Shari Tshuva in Shari Shlish. She kuflam the test. So it's mefurish in the rishonim. So said Aruch Laner in his tshuva. This is what he wrote back. You're not allowed to embarrass somebody to save your life. So we know it's a taisus. We know it's a rabbeinu yoyna. It's a gemara. It comes up in chumash taira. But it's a mefurish a tshuva from the Aruch Laner in the year Taryag. He wrote this tshuva and he said, bottom line, halacha lemaisa, you are not allowed to save your life if it means that you're going to have to go ahead and you're going to have to embarrass somebody. Toich dvarav in this tshuva from the Aruch Laner, he says a davar nifla. He says, with this shmooze, I think we can answer Akasha. Akasha that bothers me terribly. The Ramah, in Yoridea, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, says a halacha, the halacha that we've been talking about, the halacha that's the topic of this raid bite. For chol isner avoida zara, for gili arayis v'shvichas domen, afal pisha ein boi misa, even though there's no misa, rak la balma, tzorech lehorek v'loy lafer. So, the Binyan Tzion said, I know of examples of avoida zara that are only a lav, but they're not the real avodah zarah. There's no mitzvah bezdin. You're not allowed to be neder me'atzei asher. V'liyibuk biyotcham u'umim menacher. It's a gemara b'sochem chafei meralf. It's avodah zarah, but all it is a lav. Gili arayis, that's a loisa say. Everything other than biya is not going to be mitzvah bezdin. All it's going to be at most is loisa say. But what does it mean, shvichas damim, that's only loisa say? What's an example of how could you kill somebody, but you're not chayim mitzvah bezdin? If you kill somebody, chayim mitzvah bezdin. What's an example of shvichas damim that's only a loisase? Azoy freik d'aruch laner. A bomb bekasha. He said, what's even the example? How's it shayich such a mitzvah? He says, you know what the teretz is? The pasuk says in Parashas Kedoshim, loisisna es ochicha bilvavecha. Hoicheach toichiach es amisecha. You're not allowed to hate your brother. Give mussar. So what is the end of the pasuk? Zokte el gerashi, quoting the Gemara in Erechim Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. V'loisi sol of chet, v'loisalbin es ponov berabin. You're not allowed to embarrass somebody berabin. Right? People think that when it comes to giving mussar, then you're allowed to embarrass somebody berabin. Right? You're telling somebody off. L'shem Shemai. No, it's just the opposite. It says v'loisi sol of chet in the pasuk of v'loisalbin es ponov berabin. It says it. Oh, by the way, FYI, don't embarrass the person. You have to do it, but there are covered. That's mamish where it says it. But the point is that loisis all of chait is a lois hasei in the Torah. And what does the lois hasei mean? Loisalbim es pana berabim. So zok the Aruch Laner, that's pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah said that there's a tzir, there's a hechatimtzah where a person can be over the lav of shvichas domim, and it's still going to be yahar gaval yavar. So it's a pella. What? What is shvichas damim? That's a loisa say. If it's shvichas damim, it's misas bezdin. How is it possible? The teretz is because Tosfos says in Soita Daf Yudam Beis, and Rabbeinu Yoyna says in Shari Tshuva and Shari Shlishi Kuflam Etes that a malv bnei chaver berabim is also yaharig v'yaver. Because when the Gemara said noich loy v'adam shi'apel atzma tachkiv shanesh v'yam bnei chaver berabim, this is not a dvar agada ve'in lemeidin mei agada. This is halacha lemaisa. Oh, if it's halacha lemaisa, oh whoa. Said malv bnei chaver berabim yaharig v'yaver. What's the makar to malv bnei chaver berabim? Loisis all of chet. What's loisis all of chet? It's a lois hasei. That's what Ramam means. V'cholis rabbi dezara. V'gilei arayitz v'shichas domim. Ava pisha ein bay misa rak la ba'alma. Even shichas domim, it's possible to la ba'alma. What's neichatimtza? V'loisis all of chet. Beautiful. Svasai mishak. Says the binyan zin. That's the example. That's how it's going to be shaykh. You know what comes out from this? We have another gemara. We have another makar. That yaharig of ayavar, even if it's only a lois hasei. What's the makar? Noyach loy la adam sheyapal atzmon l'techiv shana ech v'al yabim pnei chaver berabim, which is a lois hasei of loisis all of chet. And the way Tosfos learns the site of Daf Yud, and the way the Rabbeinu Yoyna learns in Shari Tshuva, what do these things mean? What they mean is it's halacha l'maisa that you're not allowed to be mal pnei chaveram to save your life. So it's mefurish that even for a lois hasei ba'alma. So the Goyin said that what's the makar v'chol israel v'idazar v'gadar shvichas damim ava pisha ein boi misa rak lav ba'alma tzarech liyor. And the Goyin said I have two makaris. He said I have a makar for avodah zarah and I have a makar for gilui arayis. I have a makar for avodah zara our daf psachim chafeim and aleph bakomis rabin chutz miatzay asheru atzay asheru to have enough from all that is a loisa say for lo yidbak piyot chama umem menachem. Oh, you see from here that even for a loisa say, you see from here that even for a loisa say there's such a concept. And in addition to that, you have the goyim said avim makar fikilei arayis tamu b'fanei aruma the gemara in the end of perek ben sayir amayir the gemara in sanhedrin ayin hem and aleph l'chayr we have another makar. Maybe it's aron the goyim why the goyim didn't bring this, but they see sol of chay the way the binyan see and learned, which is the makar to the lav of Malvin Chavei Abraham, according to all those Rishonim, there are other Rishonim that argue, by the way, but according to those Rishonim that hold, that Noach Tmoy Adam Shiap Alatmo Tachkif Shanesh Malvin Chavei Abraham Rabbim is really Yarg of Ayavar. So if that's the case, you have a third Makar, just to end with a Dvar Machshava, and that is, now why is it such a big deal? Malvin Chavei Abraham, Inlay Chelik Loydom Haba, if someone's Malvin Chavei Abraham, it's tantamount to Ritzichos, how do you understand it? What's the Machshava? So I once heard a beautiful Machshava from Rabbi David Lappin. And he said that Rashi says in Parsha Shoiftim, in the Parsha of Egla Rufa, right? So we know what Egla Rufa is. Somebody was found dead, you don't know who killed him. So it's closer to this city, it's closer to that city. So the Pasuk says that what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to take an Egel that there's a Bash Nasa that never did any work. You're supposed to bring it to a place that never did any work. So says Rashi in Chumash, Tovay Egla Bash Nasa Shalayasa Saperis. You're supposed to take an Egel that's 1 year old that never produced anything. V'teyarev, and you kill it b'makom sheni yoseperis in a nachal eson, in a nachal that's infertile, never did it, that's not good for growing anything. L'chaper al harigaso shalzeh, to be mechaper from this person's murder, his death, shaloi hinichu lasas peris, because this person wasn't allowed to produce anything. When a person is killed, you know what happens? Of course, terribly, somebody just died. But you know what the real churban is? Every person has a certain potential. Every person has a contribution that he's able to make into this world. And when a person is taken away from the world prematurely, his tachlis, his toyelis, whatever chayvasei baylami was taken away from the world as well. And that's why the symbolism of the egla rufa is tavoy egla bashnasa shalayasa saperos v'te'oreth b'mokon she'eino yoseperos l'chaper ala rigosei shalzeh shaloy hinichu lasis peros. The greatest tragedy of the loss of a human life is in the fact that this person had so much. That's why you say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Meirabo after a person dies, because it's a special Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, a special Kvay Shemayim that every person has the ability to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and no two people are the same. And when a person dies, there's a void in the Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and that's why we say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Meirabo, that anything that's missing because of the fact that this person was taken away from this world, may it be made up in some other way. So Rabbi Lappin said something very interesting. He said that maybe that's why when you're Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Ravim, it's tantamount to Ritzicha. It's Ke'ilu, Avada. But it's Ke'ilu Shoyfech Damim. You know why? Because when you embarrass somebody, you humiliate somebody, a person can be humiliated sometimes to the point where it literally can affect his life. A person can be abused to the point where he doesn't have the ability to function on the level that he may have otherwise been able to function. And if that's the case, you're taking away his ability, lastly, Speiros. And if Ritzicha is Lechaper Alalu Yigosei Shalzeh, then when you're Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, could be your Ke'ilu Shoyfech Damim. Because on some level, the humiliation, the fact that you take away this person's self-confidence, the fact that you take away his ability to feel empowered to go out and conquer the world, you're Lo Hinichu Lasis Peres. And on some level, that's an element of Shlichus Damim, just to end on a positive note. It is Chanukah, after all. But Mida Toivis, Meruba Meridus Peronis, I always thought if Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is Kilo Shoifich Damim, and it's Einloi Chelik Loilam Haba, and it's Yarg V'Yavr, if someone's Mechazik somebody B'Rabim, somebody gets up and he makes somebody feel good, and you empower a person, and to the contrary, you give him self-confidence, you give him the ability to really reach his full potential, then it's gewaldig. I don't know what the ke'ilu is, but it's ke'ilu something big, l'chayra. Because if the flip side of Malbim Nechavei B'Rabim is ke'ilu Shoyfech Damim, then if a person gives somebody chizik, you mechazik another year, you're not just giving him chizik, you're not just putting a smile on his face. How do you never know if that little chizik that you give this person is maybe going and giving him what he needs, the strength, the ability to go, and literally to fulfill his tachlis. And by being mechazik, so just giving him, just empowering the person, it's ke'ilu, maybe, who knows. But on that note, we will stop here.